Inconsistencies in government policies about the use of social media apps on public service phones and computers means government departments are at a greater risk of cyber attack. And that's according to an information technology expert who's raised concerns following parliamentary questions from Social Democrat TD Catherine Murphy. So it seems different government departments have different approaches to the management, banning and restriction of apps like TikTok from corporate devices. Cian McCormack has the story. So first of all, Cian, what was the question that Catherine Murphy first raised?
Well, she was looking at inconsistencies in social media policies across government departments. So she submitted written parliamentary questions to 16 government departments. And the information that came back showed that some departments have barred or partially banned social media, including TikTok, from official devices, while others haven't. And also we see in the answers that some departments have strict social media usage policies, while others have none at all. But part of the focus of the written questions, Anya, was TikTok, and that's because earlier this month, the European Commission suspended the use of TikTok from work and personal devices within the Commission, and other countries, including the UK and the Netherlands, have restricted the use of the app on government devices due to data protection and privacy concerns linked to the relationship between TikTok and the Chinese state. But I should add that TikTok told us last night that the Chinese government has never made a request for data access, and that it, the company TikTok, has never shared data with the Chinese government, and it would never do something like that.
So give us some examples of the different policies then being followed by different government departments in terms of having apps like TikTok on, you know, a state-owned phone, a state-owned device.
Okay, so we see a couple of things in these written parliamentary questions, Anya. So first of all, we see that some government departments have implemented bans on TikTok. Others have an open download policy, and the others, probably the majority, have social media restrictions in place to some extent, but they're awaiting guidance in relation to this issue from the National Cyber Security Centre about exactly what to do. So some examples are, and I'll run through these very quickly because there's a lot of them. I won't get all of them in, but the Department of Education has barred TikTok. The Department for Public Expenditure and National Development Plan Delivery and Reform has restrictions in place. The Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment bans TikTok on its networks, but not on its mobile phones. The Department of Transport has bans on social networking sites. However, staff who need to access them for official purposes can get an exemption after submitting a business case and getting that approved. And that's probably the situation in many government departments. And the Department of Housing, you can download TikTok and you can use it no problem on your device. So there's a mix of policies, and Kildare North TD Catherine Murphy says that this kind of inconsistent approach, her words, by government departments could cause problems, and that TikTok should be banned from public service devices.
I think we should. We certainly should be taking a precautionary approach, certainly on official devices. I wouldn't have expected to see such a variety of approaches within the government. I think the government needs to take a consistent and uniform approach.
There may not be, as you're saying, a consistent approach, but as we do see in these documents and the written responses to your questions, the National Cybersecurity Centre will shortly issue guidance on this, and departments are waiting for this advice. So it's a work in progress, according to the written answers. Is that good enough?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we saw exactly the same thing highlighted pre the hack on the HSE, which was a very expensive. I actually think they're doing the wrong way around. You take the precautionary approach first, and then you wait for the guidance.
Just clearly, in your opinion, should there be a ban on TikTok on government devices?
Yeah, I think I would include devices. I think there should, until we are assured that there is that they are, you know, not going to cause us a problem. I would have thought, given the sensitivity of some of the issues that would be in some of these departments, that I think that would be the prudent approach to take. And then you roll back from it as guidance and as assurances are given, not the other way around.
If you're taking that approach, should there be a ban on all social media on government devices, not just TikTok?
I think you'd have to be given assurances about where the data is stored and what risks there are.
So that's what Social Democrat TD Catherine Murphy had to say about it all. And you've also been talking to a cybersecurity expert. Is that right, Cian? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's right, Anya. Look, as I was saying earlier, there are many government departments and they're waiting for advice from the National Cybersecurity Centre on exactly what to do in relation to public service devices on this issue. Simon Woodworth, he's a lecturer in Business Information Systems in Cork University Business School says that government shouldn't sit on its hands waiting for advice from the National Cyber Security Centre.
We should, at least as a precautionary measure, ban it for the moment and make that ban subject to review every 6 months as the situation becomes clearer. Because we just don't know what's going on at the moment. Without reverse engineering the TikTok app in detail, we can't be absolutely certain that it's doing something that it shouldn't. Any risk of data ending up in the hands of a foreign power, that it's reasonable to, at least in the short term, ban the app that might be causing the problem. And it is a concern. And at least with a consistent policy, you would be able to assess the risk sensibly across all the departments.
Now, there may not be a consistent approach, but we do see in these documents the National Cyber Security Centre will shortly issue guidance on this. And departments are waiting for the advice. It's a work in progress according to the written documents. Is that enough?
I'm worried that all the departments are going to sit on their hands and wait for the NCSC to wave its magic wand and present them with a nice, neat prepackaged solution. But they need to do something before then.
So that's what security expert and lecturer from UCC, Simon Woodworth, had to say to you, Cian. What did TikTok say?
Well, first, it says any suspension of TikTok is misguided and based on misconceptions. It says it shares a common goal with the Irish government and is concerned about user privacy.
And the Irish government, what are they saying? Because it's funny, I mean, there's been this whole, you know, push in politics over the last few years for politicians to go online and promote themselves online and use all these apps. So what's the official policy now that there are all these questions about security concerns and some of these apps?
Well, it's a little bit diluted down at the moment. And just to try to explain it to you, that a spokesperson for the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications, which does communications for the Minister in that department and the National Cyber Security Centre. Well, it says that the NCSC does not comment on the specific technical measures in place to protect official devices. And the department added also in that statement that the National Cyber Security Centre has offered guidance on the security of mobile devices in the past, which it has done, but at the request of government at this point in time, it is conducting a review and is developing future advice on the use of apps on mobile phones for the public service. So really, we have to wait for that advice to come to government before something happens.
Awaiting advice and guidance. Cian McCormack, thank you very much indeed.